Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
And good morning to everyone. Thank you for listening to Kicks Country. And we're waiting on the phone call from the Clay County Corner. Not sure if Thomas Watson is doing the show today or not, or who he is, but we'll be right back right after these messages.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why Macon Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed. And you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust. Member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
He's a phone call to his parents. He's a Bible by the bed. He's the t-shirt that I'm wearing. He's the song stuck in my head. He's solid and he's steady like the Allegheny Run. He knows just where he's going and he's afraid of where he's from. One of the good ones. He's one of the good ones.
We've had some technical difficulties with the phone line, things like, but we're going to do this on the new modern way. We're going cellular this morning instead of landline. We'd like to welcome everyone in here to the Clay County Corner, where we come to you live and in living color most Thursday mornings at beginning at 9 o'clock. We're a few minutes late this morning, but it's great to be here. It's great to have you folks out in radio land listening to us, and we enjoy doing this each Thursday morning. And we'll remind everyone that there'll be a rebroadcast of this program this evening at 6 o'clock. And these programs get streamed on the Bella Hall Horizon website. So there's various opportunities to listen to all this great information you pick up here each Thursday morning. I've got a great show lined up this morning with Ms. Melissa White, former student. And since former student, I don't know whether she ever taught the same time I did or not, but she's been worked in the school business for a long time, retired from that, and we serve on a couple of committees together, and it's always great to talk to her. I think she avoided my class in high school.
I didn't make the schedule, Mr. Watson. Someone else did that for me, but you were my class sponsor, so that was amazing.
Yeah, you had to put up with a whole lot of my semi humor sometimes.
I still do.
But it's great to be here this morning, and we've got when she and I get together, we just kind of start and wander off in all kinds of different directions, but I'm sure we'll have some specific things we want to talk about. And of course, I know we're going to talk a little bit about our Lola Jean Dillon program coming up here to tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. We'll focus in on that. But let's see, we want to thank the folks that make this show possible here each Thursday morning. That is the Three Star Committee, Chamber of Commerce, and, of course, all the great folks that buy sponsorship time on our radio station, which just happens to be WVFB-FM 101.5, broadcasting throughout the world from Midway.
Oh.
I think the tire's still working out there. But with that, we'll take a little short break. We'll come back, and we'll get started here just in a few minutes.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers their member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
So we're trying to get that set up here where we can get her around to the microphone, and we'll be doing that. But before that, we'll take time to remind everyone that that our show is coming up. We still have tickets available at the two banks. And also, we want to remind someone of a special event also happening here in Salina Saturday night. And that is a benefit for Evan Hayes. Okay, we're going to move the telephone over close to where Miss Lola Jean is, and get her to talk a little bit to us. Good morning.
Morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm feeling wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing great. How you got the sunshine this morning, and I see all that bright sunshine.
Oh, yeah.
How is your day going this morning so far?
I have after life because we're waiting on a terrible time getting here.
Well, but you made it. Okay. I know, as you know, we all know, we're doing a special program tomorrow night to honor you, and it's something, you know, that is long, long overdue. And we're proud that you're able to come out and talk to us a little bit this morning. And, you know, I really don't know where to start because there's just so many things to talk about. All of the songs you have written, and songs you have recorded, and you know, things, a lot of things we're trying to do here, or maybe some of the things, you know, that, that were called album fillers that a lot of people have never heard. You know, everybody's heard, When the Tingle Turns to a Chill, and Today All Over Again, but there were so many things. You know, one of my favorite songs, and I hope you remember writing it, and that is While the Choir Sang the Hymn, I Thought of Her.
Oh, yeah.
I think Johnny Russell recorded that.
Yeah.
And, you know, where those words, how did you manage to put that together?
Man, Bobby Harden wrote that. And, we was just sitting down there on the boat one day writing, and he said something. I thought of that. I said, that's a good idea for a song. And he said, I don't know if you might do that or not. And
when I listen to it and I go through there, you know, and while the choir sang of him, I thought of her. And the next line I hear is,
I assumed.
Yeah, the title to a hymn.
Yeah.
And, you know, Softly and Tender.
Yeah.
That's how she was in my arms last
yeah.
night. Precious Memories. That's what I had of her last night.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that to me, that's it's just amazing the way those words were put together all the way through that.
Well, thank you, honey.
And, you know, in some of the other things, I know another line that I really like, and that is, You're the reason I'm cheating, but the pleasure's all mine. the different hooks that you found. You know, I mean, what did those things just kind of come into your mind and just spark you to say, hey,
yeah.
and the words start flowing.
Yeah.
And you got your pen and paper there and you write them down.
Yeah.
Because if you don't, sometimes. You'll forget them before you get to the next word.
Yeah. So true. I had a Burl Ives done the song. Me and him both liked it. It was, what did I see? It was.
who? You and who did it?
Burl Ives.
Burl Ives. Oh, you mean the great folk singer Burl Ives. Yes,
Burl Ives. Hey, I was going to sing you a little bit, but I forgot it.
Yeah. What was that song? I forgot to remember to forget. Yeah, you didn't write that one, but that's a good line there.
Yeah.
But I know I've been looking for a number of years, doing a lot of looking and researching the show that you did. Did you do a European tour once upon a time over in England or somewhere or another? Or?
I was up for it, but I was further across the water on an airplane. So I laid out on that.
You didn't go on that one?
No.
Well, now that airplane just like riding a big bus. Except the landing could be harder than a bus stop.
Over the ocean, though.
Well, you know, I've done some cruises, and I always figured cruises probably better because I can swim further than I can fly.
Yeah, well, I can't swim at all. So.
Okay, now, let's talk a little bit. You know, I've read the story about, you know, you working as a secretary with Harlan Howard's music thing down there.
Yeah.
You know, I remember you when I was in high school, and I know when you graduated that you went to Nashville, stayed a little while, come back. And then I know you were trying to pitch songs the whole time. And finally, you got that break. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Well, I tell you what, a day trip was the reason I got that break. I don't know if you ever knew him or heard of him or anything, but Benny Williams. Did you know him?
I've heard the name.
Okay. Well, he was working at a radio station, I can't remember that part, but he was working at a radio station, and he sent
some of those demos.
He took three of my songs to Harlem, and we just put them down with a bar recorder. And to Harlem, and...
And I think I read in that story that how the song was written, that you were friends with your secretary, the secretary you worked with, and you were friends with Harlan's secretary.
No, I was friends with Benny. Oh, yeah, I guess I was friends with the secretary, too. But every time they could, every time they'd get in a hard place, I couldn't work for him.
Yeah. Can you remember the Loretta Lynn's reaction the first time you saw her hear this song, When the Tingle Becomes a Chill? Did it excite her pretty good right off the bat?
It excited her as soon as I told her I had two songs I wanted her to hear. And I said, I believe you'll like both of them. And I said, how can I get them to? And she said, well, just bring them right on up here.
So you just headed out?
Yeah.
Went across town and delivered them?
No, I went right up the street.
Oh, you was over on 16th Avenue.
Yeah, she was at Decca Records with Lauren Bradley.
Yeah.
And she said, just bring them right on up here. And before I could realize, that was Loretta, she hung up.
That didn't stop him heading that way, did it?
No. I had to make that call.
But did you go in a dead run, or did you just kind of take your time?
I went in a dead run.
Going to make sure nobody changed their mind before you got there.
Yeah.
What was the other song that you had?
Somebody's somebody don't know what he's missing tonight. That was the one. That was a big one. And it was number one twice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that the one that Reba McEntire made a little money off of?
No.
No, Loretta didn't. Which one did Reba pick up?
Today All Over Again.
Today All Over Again. Now, thank you for refreshing my mind on this.
Good.
And I think that was a number one, too, also, wasn't it?
Yes, I think so.
So you've had a number of... you've had a lot of top 10 songs. And another one of my favorites is The Room at the Top of the Stairs. That Cal Smith.
Me too.
And I don't know. I listen to that and I think, that's pretty close to a porn movie there. I mean, that was a pretty raw song. I mean, really, this is what, 1980 when it was recorded along in there?
Oh, yeah.
But
in the 80s.
And I think somebody else recorded that first, maybe Norma Jean or somebody.
No.
Seemed like there was a woman I saw somewhere on the run that did the first recording on that, and it didn't go real far, but it went pretty good.
No, I didn't then.
Okay, but I saw that, that also, it's one of my favorites, and that's not to be confused with where Eddie Rabbit's stole your title. Did you give him permission to use that for his room at the top of the stairs?
I didn't know he had one.
But he did one years later with that same title.
Oh, I did not know that. I would have sued him. No, I wouldn't.
And have you got some songs now hid out somewhere or another that ain't nobody much ever heard but you, and that someday you might want to do something with?
Yeah. I got bunch of them.
That's good news. That might be something we may need to resurrect you again. And get you back out in front of folks big time, your name and your song.
Yeah.
But I know you're looking forward to being able to come be with us tomorrow night.
I am.
And we're looking forward to doing a great, great show, because we have got... What we have done, we're going to have it kind of set up in kind of an informal thing, like a songwriter's night, where people are listening to the words and not worrying about a great big old backup band with violins and all that kind of stuff. That they're here to hear the words that Lola Jean Dillon put down on paper a few years ago went up as a fact. And your latest song that was recorded was Another Bridge to Burn. I think that made it on Loretta's album, what, about a couple of years ago? That
I think you're talking about I Finally Found Another Match. Now You're a Bridge, It's Time to Burn.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. I thought that was a single, though.
Yeah, it was on her. Yeah, it was released as a single.
Oh, okay.
And it was the lead song of, about 2 years ago, I think, when that was released.
Yeah, let's not go back too far.
I enjoy going back far.
Really?
Yeah, and you'll think about every day, you know, hey, I'm still here.
Yeah.
Now, have you put any words down on paper in the past few years that you just got little lines or two that someday you'll go back and look at and say, I may add another line to that, and before I get through, I may have another song on paper down here somewhere or another.
No, I've
still started,
and I might finish, you know, sometime.
So you're still thinking about it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And
once it gets in your blood, it never gets out.
And I know that you have done a number of very serious songs, but I think, of course, a lot of people associate you with Loretta and Conway's "You're the Reason Our Kids Are Ugly."
Yeah, I know.
You should have said, "You're the reason my sister's ugly."
No.
What do you think?
She's not.
Okay. But, and I know about 2 years ago when Cyndi Lauper, you know, the young female rock singer, she came through Nashville and did an album down there, and she made a request to do "You're the Reason Our Kids Are Ugly" with Vince Gill.
Yeah.
And they recorded that, and
yeah,
it's a totally different version. And I think we've got a little surprise for you tonight, because we have about three of your songs that this idea hit me, that these would make good bluegrass numbers. So we have got a bluegrass band, and they're doing "You're the Reason Our Kids Are Ugly" in a bluegrass version, and "Rock Me Back to Little Rock." And I thought, I heard that, and I thought, this is a perfect song for a bluegrass adaptation, and they're doing that. And I think maybe they're going to do a little bit of the Vacation tonight.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I don't think, you may have never heard any of your songs in bluegrass version.
No, I haven't. But you know what? I hope it is more of them.
Well, you know, we may have started something.
Yes,
may have. Now, you... I know you're going to be here. You might even try to do maybe one line of a song.
Maybe one line. Yeah.
It's a pleasure having you here. And, you know, you got any stories you want to tell us now? Anything out on the road that may have happened? Or maybe a special show you did somewhere or another?
Well, I can't think of it. I tell you one, it's kind of fun. I went out with Loretta the first time I went out with her. It was a rainy and cats and dogs. And she had a show in Georgia. And you know how that red mud is down there?
Yeah.
Well, Megan got the bus stuck. And Miss Loretta was back there pushing.
How did you
get to wade the mud? Yeah. That's
fine. Well, did you get your boots clean before you got on stage?
Well, I didn't, but I just pulled mine off.
Well, true country girl.
Yeah. I think Loretta just pulled hers off, too.
Yeah, I think so.
She wore high heels a lot. Becky Mint does.
How many tours did you do with Lori? I know you did quite a few.
I don't know. She just say, you want to go with me? Get your clothes.
Did Loretta ever come visit you at Moss?
No, but I used to live real close to her.
So if you got a big song idea, well, she may have done that on purpose.
Oh, yes, she did.
There we go.
Oh, that was telling me.
She reminded
me.
So she
did. She had been out on the road for a while, and I hadn't seen Mom and Daddy in a long time, and I wanted to go see them. So I was living with her then. And I said, I'm thinking about going to see Mom and Daddy. Would you like to come along and meet them? Why, yeah. So here we go. Out to see Mom and Daddy. Spend the night. And so we got to Red Bull and Springs. And we're supposed to drive. So we stopped at this little market down there to get us some pop. And I went in and got the pop. And I told her, I said, if you don't want to be bothered to death, you better stay in the car. And, well, she went in anyway. But nobody didn't come in while she was in there. So I told her, I said, you better get back in that truck and shut the door.
Before they swarm you.
Yeah. And I told the little girl that was running the store not to call nobody, because that's the first thing she started to do.
Yeah, come get over here real quick. Little Eddie
just saw the pop off of me. Yeah, I told her, I said, no, don't do that. I said, we're going to try to get some rest. We don't want nobody to know we're out there. And so we went on that to Mama's and Daddy's. And Mama had office dinner fits, and I told her not to fool with that, because we just think what we had, you know.
You didn't want her treating her too special. Oh, y'all just common folks, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Daddy took pictures. Paulette took pictures. So, Daddy had one that he kept in a picture frame up there. That customer, she said, but he's so painful. He tell people about Loretta standing on that with him, and they said, oh, you're lying.
And he whipped that picture
up. Yeah, yeah. Whipped it right out, and I reckon it was Lynn.
Okay, well, now, did you serve Loretta a good breakfast the next morning?
Oh, yeah, well, she wore Daddy's pajamas. You could have just fed him, honey.
So she didn't bring her nightgown or anything with her?
No, we didn't even want that.
Well, you all just hit the road then.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that movie Thelma and Louise, where these two women took off and went around the world.
Yeah, good day.
What did you serve her for breakfast next morning?
Oh, Mama fixed me breakfast, too. I think we had country ham.
I'd say you probably did. And country ham, scrambled egg, maybe some red-eye gravy and a big old biscuit.
Oh, Lord. I'm hungry now.
Of course, that's what Loretta, you and Loretta both raised on, that kind of food.
Oh, yeah. And Loretta likes beans. She took a lot of beans.
What? Pintos or white beans?
Pintos.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Loretta, I think I'm going to let you rest.
Okay.
And this has been an extreme, extreme pleasure. And I hope the folks out in radio land have heard this, but I know the folks over at the radio station, they have recorded this, and it will get played a number of times, and we'll get some copies of it.
Well, that's good.
It's great having you here, and I'd like to thank Paulette for getting you up here.
Insisting.
And we're just glad to have you here with us.
Well, thank you, Thomas. I'm glad to be here.
I haven't talked to you very much since the night you did the show, you and Uncle Mutt, out at the high school auditorium one night for me back a few years ago. I called you one day and I said, Loretta, would you want to come up here and do a little acoustic show for me at Salina High School? And you said, no, but I'll bring my band up here and we'll do a show one night. I don't know whether you remember that or not, but
yeah,
your Uncle Mutt was there. And of course, I know he was your song leader on the bus, wasn't he, went to school bus.
Yeah.
And did the Kendall sister sing with you?
We used to have a quartet, me and Paulette and Connie and Gail and Cass and White.
So you all made some music. I can remember you all singing on the bus because I rode that bus every once in a while.
Did you?
Yeah, it come right down by our house at the top of the hill.
Yeah.
And I can remember you. I don't know, you were a few years behind me in school. But
yeah, I was.
But like I said, I guess we'll reminisce some more tonight, a little bit later on.
Yes.
Like I said, it's a great pleasure having you here.
I want to say we're
going to cut back to the station and get a few words from sponsors in, and folks, we'll be back just in a few minutes.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers their member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Well, we are back. I received a phone message from Paulette that saying they were on their way, but I thought they were just coming up to kind of look around and talk about the show a few minutes. But Paulette got here just in time to do the radio show with her.
You're very fortunate, Thomas.
Well, I know that.
Perfect timing, and you could just take that phone right around and make it easy on everybody.
Yeah.
It was wonderful.
I guess it was a sign that the other one didn't work this morning.
I'd say so. It was really a wonderful experience for me just to be here for that.
We did get that recorded, didn't we? Well, Melissa, I know you've got some things there that you want to talk about. I know what.
Oh, I was just making some notes in case you wanted to talk about the Texas Centennial Bench that you and Gary Jay just took care of for us.
You know, we talked about that, you know, in a bunch of meetings, and I talked to a bunch of bricklayers and people like that, and actually my brother-in-law, Gary Strong, one day he said, I can lay a few bricks. And so I said, well, I've got a little job for you. And that actually, when we first looked at the design and everything, it was about half of what it is now. It was just a curved stack of bricks and a bench, a pillar on the other end. And we got to look, and we thought, well, this would look better if we kind of built a little double bench here. Well, that's kind of what we ran into. And, of course, those bricks are how many years older than the courthouse? Five or six years older than the courthouse?
Yeah, they're about 12 years.
12 years older from the McLaughlin house, which is a legendary old house here that was supposed to be haunted. And
lots of folklore with that. Mm-hmm.
And I know they're built kind of like the courthouse here, the four-square building. Uh-huh. And I think I read somewhere or another, golly, it had how many rooms in that thing?
The original house just had two rooms, and I mean two rooms downstairs.
Before it was over with, it was a big plantation house.
It was added on to, as often houses are.
And I think these brick came from the add-on, I believe, didn't they?
they appear to have. I'd like to just share again how thankful we are to the Reeves family who own the McCaughan House now and the McCaughan House site, since most of it has been torn down at this point. So we're so thankful because we had the idea for the sesquicentennial bench when we heard that the house was in disrepair and that the current owners, Jim and Betty Briggs, this was in June of 2020, were considering tearing the house down. And I requested a tour, which they graciously allowed me to do with them. And at that time, I asked them if we could borrow some bricks if they decided to dismantle the house. And in October of 2020, Jim called me and told me they had decided they would let us have some for the bench. And Thomas and Kevin Donaldson, Amy Henson Briggs, Bella Briggs, and I picked up lots of bricks, hundreds of bricks from that site in October. And they've been in storage here at the courthouse and at other county facilities until just recently when Thomas and Gary J. got us to use as our sesquicentennial bench. So now it's in great use. Everybody can see it at the courthouse and use it. And the McCaughan House is the first brick house that we know of that was constructed in what's now Clay County. And the brick date in the chimney, which the bricks now have, the brick says 1858. And the census of 1860, again, still Jackson County, indicated that a brick mason was still living in that same neighborhood, basically on the farm there. So I'm sure that it took several years to construct the original home.
And I know the brick pattern there is the American Standard pattern, which it took us wandering around for a number of years. Why in the world did they turn part of them bricks the other way?
Yes.
And we found out that was brick time.
Yes, the masons of the time really took pride in the way that they laid their brick. And you can learn a lot about any old brick structure according to how the bricks are laid.
And if you look at, I've looked, you know, and tried to get close-ups of some of the historic buildings like in Indiana and Ohio, and most of them are with that nine-row type thing, the American Standard. So it was apparently what it was, the American Standard. I think there was another one. They may have used it maybe for even taller buildings, like every fifth row, mm-hmm. they would turn the brick the other way. But, you know, it's something here that hopefully that folks will really appreciate the fact that where the bricks came from and what they stand for, that some of the heritage and history of Clay County.
It's just an amazing thing that the Briggs family would allow us to use some of those bricks because now everybody can enjoy that. And again, whenever you can preserve any part of our history in any form, it's good.
You got a phone call, but turn that off. Okay. Now, I know we have we had our sesquicentennial celebration all planned and ready to do lots and lots of things, which we got shot down by COVID. Now, we have coming up here the 150th birthday of this building here, and I know we're looking now to next summer, next season, we won't say necessarily next summer, but next season, having a birthday celebration for the courthouse, not a big, long celebration, maybe, you know, a couple of days on a weekend, but having some activities, things going on before that, but not the big thing we had planned for that, and I know that's part of our plan for extended use of the courthouse here. I know we, with the Rolly Hole Marble Museum, we received a little grant there, and their first recommendation to us was to get a consultant, and we knew about a consultant, a lady that works for Honest Abe, who also happens to be a staff writer for Larry's Country Diner newspaper, who used to be the in charge of the Upper Cumberland Business Journal, I believe, here in this area. And she also worked on the Avonsea York Museum Committee. But she had moved down to Lawrenceburg, which is about a 3-hour and a half, 4-hour drive from here. But she agreed to take it on. We did a lot of work with online stuff, but she put together a plan for us, and one of the plans was, you know, along with establishing and getting our Rolly Hole Marble Museum up, was a long-range plan for the courthouse and some of the things that we were going to do. And one of those things was to plan some events, and the Lola Jean Dillon event is, I guess, the first one of those, and this is something we're looking at, the, you know, trying to put a group of performers together and do this maybe like on a quarterly basis if it goes over real well. And we have got written in our plan things like looking to maybe hire a professional writer to do a script for a little bit of the courtroom part of the Grover Jones murder trial, with the things like that. And, of course, we're looking at a celebration of the courthouse and also to celebrate our Music City Pathway thing. The Kentucky Headhunters have granted us permission to use some their names in some of the things, you know, since the Dumas Walker made them famous. Because, you know, of course, Dumas always, you know, people would ask him, you know, did that song make you famous? He said, no, I've always been famous, just more people know it now. So, but, you know, we have that time. We also have Mr. Bud Gary, a primitive blues singer that, once again, one of those folks here in Clay County that we, I'm talking about most of the folks here, really didn't know the influence that as a blues singer, not only most of us knew him as a marble maker, that came down and sat down on the square, played guitar, and sang the blues. But Bud actually traveled basically all over the country, went on a couple of college tours up the East Coast, went with our group to the Smithsonian, sat up under the shade tree. He went up there as marble maker and I think maybe his quilt making, his wife, some of her quilts, I think, and maybe one of the managers of that week heard him sitting out under the tree playing his guitar and picking and singing, and he wound up with two full 30-minute stage shows there at the Smithsonian. And we have all those tapes now, so we're going to transcribe those. Now,
Elvis has made a fantastic effort to preserve everything that he can about Mr. Garrett and also Ms. Dillon, and so one of the wonderful things that he did during the Sesqui Centennial was the one day that we could get together here on the Courthouse Square, he played their music all day long, and it was wonderful to watch cars slow down and listen. Some people really recognize them. So he's done everything that he can to preserve everything that Ms. Dillon and Mr. Garrett have done, and Clay County has to be very proud of Mr. Watson's efforts and proud of those musicians, because often we overlook our local talent. And it's also wonderful that Ms. Claudia Johnson is helping in promoting this courthouse, because it is still alive. It may not be using it for its original purpose, but it is still vibrant, and there's so many remodeling efforts going on, so many preservation efforts going on. And I'm sure that you talk about this every week just about, but in case somebody hasn't heard, why don't you remind us everything that you guys have done in the last few months?
Well, we got our first group of windows completed and got those back in, and we're still, you know, doing some minor finish work on those. And if you look around the courthouse, I think maybe we kind of woke people up a little bit, awakened some people about the condition of the courthouse, because when they looked over at the courthouse and saw those new windows in there, I think it kind of prompted them to go to some of the powers to be and say, why don't we fix that dental work up there that's letting all the birds in, it's kind of rotted and looks kind of bad. And so that kind of fell on some ears, and lo and behold, we had Mr. Anthony Baxley over here in a little while with his lift going up around and putting new wood up where necessary, did a bunch of painting, and the outside of the building is looking good, but we still have some work to do with things like pointing bricks. That'll get me on something else. We do now have a commercial enterprise operating in this building, and Lyle and Company that have they're open up, but they are a commercial business, and we have found out that that may open us up to a much larger grant based on the fact that we can restore this building and it have commercial uses. Mm-hmm. So we kind of stumbled in on that, some news on that sometime here in the future.
Well, that's rewarding, you know, the efforts that you've been putting in, and everybody's been helping you do so much. You need to have a bigger reward, a bigger chance for a larger grant. Because, again, it's wonderful that the local government is doing all they can do to preserve the building, but it's going to take a lot more money than
that. Yes, it is. But we better work in another commercial, because I've used up the whole part of the circuit. We didn't get any commercials in. Take a little bit longer commercial break. We'll come back, wrap up, give away a birthday cake. And you see what I just said? We ain't done birthday cake since, golly, we have a prize now is furnished by WVSB, and they go over to the chamber and pick up their prize. Not a frozen. We didn't have any room over there to do frozen birthday cake, so we had to come up with something else.
That's awesome. It's been a long time since I've been here, Thomas.
Let's take a little short break and we'll be back.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. And now, this is a great time to remind folks that this show will be replayed this afternoon at 6 o'clock, and it will be online. And like I said, I'm sure that main headquarters will probably replay this interview a couple of times, but if you tell your friends and neighbors if they want to hear Ms. Lola Jean Dillon talk about her career, talk about some of the songs that she has written, and tell them to make sure they don't miss this one. But, well, we've got a few minutes left. We have got our show coming up, but we've got a meeting coming up with the Historical Commission here in a day or two.
We're going to actually meet here at the courthouse, Mr. Watson, because we hear you report often to us, obviously, at each of our monthly meetings about everything that's going on here. But we're going to make sure that everybody on the committee can see exactly what's going on again, because we are one of the sponsors of the work that's going on here. And there's nobody on that committee that's not extremely interested in what you're doing. Are you going to tell us
about
who the sponsors are?
Thank you. You just flipped my thing because you read the back of it already. These are the folks that are going to be performing Miss Lola Jean's songs, beginning with, of course, her sister, Paulette. I'm not going to go through and read all the lists of the songs because there's a whole bunch of them. But Miss Marlene Roden. Of course, Marlene started singing with us back in our high school programs. What was her maiden name? Marlene
Hawkins.
She and her sister had two sisters.
She started
that was
one in my class.
Great performer that did that. Charlie Key. Charlie Gold.
Well, maybe Charlie Key is there too.
Well, I don't know about that. But Charlie Gold, our local air conditioning man, he's doing a couple of numbers, has a great voice. And our Brimstone Bluegrass group, kind of was talking to them one day, and I said we were going to do this, and I said, take a listen to Rock Me Back to Little Rock. And I said, don't you think that could be converted and make a pretty good bluegrass song? And they came back when we had a little meeting and said, that sounds great, but we'd like to do a version of The Reason Our Kids Are Ugly also. So they have adapted some of those. And, of course, going on down our list here, our up-and-coming young lady who's an outstanding student, done all kinds of volunteer work. It's been a part of just about every show we've done. Just graduated from high school, Miss Cherokee Upton. She's going to be doing some numbers. And then the next one here, Mr. Danny Campbell, who happens to be a brother to the two sisters she mentioned over there. She's Lola Jean's first cousin. So he's going to be doing a couple of numbers. And then another coincidence, I guess, but some names that I knew when I started looking for a couple, three guys that I knew could help put this together. I came up with a couple of gentlemen, Terry and Tim Cantor, brothers, who actually were our backup band in our high school musicals about, I don't know, 30 years ago. And I had seen them over the years a few times, but they're taking place doing part of the music. And like I said, also Mr. Danny Kendall's doing part of the music. And so they're also doing a couple of vocal numbers. And then also in the band there with the Brimstone Bluegrass is Sergeant Billy Pierce, who is a banjo player, and he is also taking on doing one of her songs called She's an Angel. So it's a potpourri of a lot of different things, and I don't know of anyone who won't be greatly, greatly thrilled just to be able to sit in the audience and listen to this.
Sounds wonderful. We did part of the rehearsal, and it was great.
And we're doing getting ready to do a little work tonight and get the stage all cleaned up and ready, and hopefully all of our stage lights will work. And we'd like to, of course, like to thank Mr. Dale Reagan, who he went out and got us some of these new LED lights to take the place of the old neon lights up there, and climbed the top of the ladder himself, even though with his replaced hip, the doctor told him his wings weren't high enough to get to the top of the step ladder yet.
Right.
But he did that, and we got most of those in, so we got better audience lighting. We have our theater lights working. So, you know, hopefully we'll look semi-professional tonight.
Well, you've always been a professional sound and light person yourself, so it'll be perfect.
I don't know about that. But like I said, we will we'll probably open the gates probably around 6 o'clock.
You will have tickets at the door?
If we have a license, yes, more than likely we will. We usually always do. The tickets are $15, and we will be ready to start pretty much on time. And I did get Mr. Charlie Goes, the air conditioner man, down here yesterday, and we have both air conditioners working up there now. And we even put a vent in the back where we can send cool air back to the folks up in the balcony.
That's fabulous.
So, and of course, we're going to be doing a lot of work in there over the next little bit, and you know, to keep improving the quality of the building and the quality of our showcase area here, and we, of course, with our Marble Museum, and of course, now we still have a room here if anyone, you know, wants to come in and rent a little space for a weekend or something. You can give me a holler, and we can take care of that. I know our young lady, I think that took Easter pictures, I think maybe she had a couple 300 customers that weekend. So, you know, with Lyle and Company coming in, people coming in, and they look around and they see, hey, so maybe I could do this a weekend. You can, on a limited basis. So we're about to run out of time.
But don't forget about the Hall of History. It's still here. The Hall of History.
Oh, God, yes.
That's good for everybody.
This is our Hall of History out there, our group of placards out there that tell people, you know, about what we have going on. Well, did I just get an announcement here? Just walk in the door. We'll do this, and we're going to have to close out. The Kids Fishing Rodeo will be held at Del Hollow Fish Hatchery, Salina, celebration of National Fishing and Boating Week. The rodeo will be held on Saturday, June 11th, from 8 until 12. The event is a cooperative event between the Fish and Wildlife, U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, and citizens of Clay County. It's free to youth under the age of 15, and you can call the hatchery 931-243-2443 or the Corps of Engineers Resource Office, and that number is 243-3136. It'll take place in the wild stream below the hatchery, which is the closest replica you can get to something in Montana.
The kiddie pool.
The kiddie pool. And I do know the folks up at the hatchery, sometimes they get heckled because they have to turn the trout loose quick enough that day. Well, they know the days, and they get down there ready to catch the little trout. But with that, this is more than one of more than 2,500 events being held across the nation in celebration of National Fishing and Boating Week. Thank you, Mr. Boyce, for bringing that back. And with that, the winner of our birthday cake today is Mr. Don Haston. So go over by the chamber and pick up your birthday gift. Compliments of WVFB 101.5 Kicks Country. And we'll get everything shut down here, and the doors all closed, And once again, may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet you again. And hopefully we'll meet you again here at the same place, live and in living color again. And with that, good day, Clay County.